Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Hello, hello. Wanted to come on quickly today between calls here. And I wanted to talk to you about how to go from being just an order taker to somebody who takes orders from clients and does whatever clients want them to do, to becoming a real trusted advisor. And the best analogy I can think of here is when you go to a restaurant. Like earlier today, I went to order lunch, and I went to a cafe that I frequent pretty often. And I went up to the counter, and I knew what I wanted. I wanted a lentil soup. So I asked for a lentil soup, and there was somebody at the cashier to take my order. And they gave me a lentil soup. And very simple transaction. All that that person was there to do was take my order. That's all they had to do. Very hard to get that wrong. Only way to get that wrong would be to give me the wrong order. And that's unfortunately how many people run their consulting businesses, is they're just there to take orders. Clients come to them, and clients tell them what they want. And if they think they can do that, then they'll do it. That's not a very good way to build a business, because for starters, you're only going to attract the clients who actually know what they want. And that's a very small subset of clients. And you're not going to have any power in the relationship. The power is going to be entirely with the client, because they're coming to you and they know what they want. And you're really not going to have a whole lot of leeway in leading the conversation, or in terms of how much you charge for your services or anything like that, because at that point, if you're taking an order, you're a commodity. And it's very simple for the client to just simply go elsewhere if they don't like what you have to offer, what you have to say. So what you want to do here is you want to move upstream, and you want to become the trusted advisor, not just an order taker. And the way you do that is the following. I just had a conversation today with Brennan Dunn of DoubleYourFreelancing.com, and we chatted about this on the podcast. And if you're not subscribed to Forecast, go and subscribe right now, forecast.fm. And you'll see that interview go live probably in the next few weeks. But we talked about how to go from being an order taker to being a trusted advisor. And there's really three steps. Some of these we talked about, some of these I'm adding. But there's really three steps here conceptually. The first is you got to position yourself higher up the value chain. Okay? So when I walk into my cafe next to the office, I know what I'm going to get. I know what the experience is like. I know they're there to take an order. Okay? But when I go to a higher end restaurant, and there are restaurants like this where the chef will come out and they don't really have a menu, the chef will come out. And the chef will engage you in a conversation, and the chef will ask you what your preferences are and what you like and what you want to experience. And then he will recommend something either off a unlisted menu or something that he would just kind of whip up from scratch, some kind of creation that's just for you. But in this case, the chef is not there to take an order. The chef is there to understand what you like, what you don't like, what you're looking for, what you want to experience, and then serve up a meal for you. Right? So you want to be more like the chef and less like the cashier, more like the advisor, less like the order taker. So the way that you do that is you position yourself higher up the value chain. So classic example is if I want a software developer, well, software developers are a dime a dozen. I can go on Upwork. I can go on, I don't even know, there's a bunch of sites out there where I can find a coder or a developer. And once I know what I need and what the technical capabilities are that I'm looking for, it's very easy to find somebody like that. And at that point, you're a commodity. I'm looking for the cheapest option who can get it done on time. But if I don't know yet what I need, I don't have my specs mapped out, I don't have my requirements in place, I don't yet know what kind of software developer I need, all I know is I'm looking for a business outcome. I'm looking to solve some problem. I'm looking to achieve some kind of outcome. And then you come along, and maybe you are a software developer, I don't really care. But you tell me that, look, you can help me achieve that business outcome or execute this project or scope this project. Now you have my attention. And we may never have met if I got to the point where I needed a software developer, because I might not have found you. But because you positioned yourself upstream and you came into the conversation earlier, you're now a trusted advisor, and not just an order taker. So that's the first step, is position yourself higher up the value chain to go from order taker to trusted advisor. Second thing is you want to then create some kind of an educational experience, some kind of an experience for the buyer to better understand the problem that they're solving. So one of the key distinctions here between order takers and trusted advisors is order takers, like I said, they do whatever the heck you tell them to do. You know, they say jump, you say how high, right? But trusted advisors, they take a leadership role in the conversation. They don't wait for you to tell them what to do, because frankly, they know what to do better than you do. They're the experts in the room. That's why you're talking to them. So it's not becoming of a trusted advisor to just wait around for the client or the prospect to articulate their needs. The trusted advisor takes a leadership position in the conversation by starting with content, by leading with content, with education, with thought leadership that is designed to help the buyer better understand the problem that they're facing. Because remember, if the buyer can solve this on their own, they would have. But the very fact that they might come to somebody like you, or they might look for answers or look for research or insights, is an indication that they don't have the information that they need. So now you have an opportunity, when you adopt that trusted advisor posture, to show up in the conversation earlier on, right? Not when I know what my needs are, not when I know what I'm looking for, not when I know who I want to hire, but earlier on when I just know I have a problem and I'm not really sure what to do about that problem. Or I know I want an outcome and I'm not really sure how to go about achieving that outcome. You now have an opportunity as the trusted advisor to come in and give me something I can sink my teeth into. Give me something that I can use. Give me something that will help me better understand what to do next. You know, that could be a webinar, could be a white paper, could be a video series, it could be a series of articles. The format doesn't matter, but the point is, as a thought leader, as a trusted advisor, you've got to come in and give me something I can use, and that cements your positioning as that trusted advisor. The third thing that you need to do to go from order taker to trusted advisor is give them something that they can say yes to. Give them something that they can do to get started with you. And this is granted optional, but it's very, very valuable for anybody that sells a consulting or professional service, is especially if what you're ultimately selling is very expensive, you know, $10,000 or more. That's a big commitment. I mean, not for everybody, but it's relatively a big commitment. And so if you're trying to sell people directly into that larger package, that tends to be a longer conversation, and it's not always easy to nurture people to that point. But what you can do instead is package a smaller service, an assessment, an audit, an evaluation, something that's easy to say yes to, relatively low dollar value, and gets you into a client relationship, right? Turns a stranger or a prospect into a client. Now, when they're a client, now the relationship changes. Now the dynamic changes. Now it's on you to deliver value for that initial service and position the work that's to come. But again, that's a very different posture than an order taker. An order taker doesn't have the leeway, doesn't have the authority, doesn't have the leadership stance or posture to be able to package something like that. They're just taking orders. So whatever the client tells them to do, they're going to do. But as a trusted advisor, you've got to get out in front of the client and say to them, hey, look, if you've got this problem, I've got just the thing. There's this service that we can deliver. Here's how it works. Here's what you're going to get. Here's why it's valuable. Here's how much it costs. This is the best way for you to proceed in really solving this problem once and for all. Once we do this, then we can talk about next steps. That's leadership. That's what real advisors, real experts do to guide clients towards an outcome or a problem solved. So that's it for today. If you have not subscribed to my podcast, let's go ahead and solve that problem. This interview that I mentioned earlier with Brennan Dunn, founder of DoubleYourFreelancing.com and a bunch of other stuff for that matter, is going to go live in the next few weeks. So head over to forecast.fm. That's forecast.fm. Subscribe now so you don't miss out. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.